We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, learning Ketzer Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Shabbos, Simen Pei Aleph Sif Gimel. Ezer Shus Rabim. We continue discussing the different Rishuyas, the different areas for Shabbos, and we discussed in our previous Shir Rishus Yochan. Now we begin with Rishus Rabim. Ezer Shus Rabim. What is the Rishus Rabim? Rechavos, Rishvakim, marketplaces, roads, Shein Sheishes Re'ama, that are 16 amma by 16 amma. Sheken ha'yaroich v'adarech v'machna l'vish b'midbar. That was the width of the road in the machna l'vish, which as we discussed was the Rosh Hashanah in the midbar. V'kein drachim sh'ayvim b'hem ear l'ear. Roads that you travel between cities. Ruchavim sheish esrei amma. And they are 16 amma wide. Harehen Rosh Hashanah, they're considered Rosh Hashanah. A Rosh Hashanah that has a roof over it would not be considered Rosh Hashanah. Again, because we're using the model of what was in the Midbar, and obviously the roads in the Midbar did not have any covering over them, so that's why they're not considered Rosh Hashanah. And similarly, a tunnel would not be considered a Rosh Hashanah. As we're going to be discussing in the Sif, the first opinion cited here does not require that there be 600,000 people traveling on these roads to make an Rosh Hashanah. But even if there's no requirement that there be 600,000 people, it does have to be a place where many people are traveling. The people of the city are all on that road. But if it's just a private road, even if it's 16 amas wide, it's still considered, it's not going to be considered Rosh Hashanah. If the road that Rosh Hashanah is on is not one straight road, for example, on it goes up and down, that will still be considered, according to most Paiskim, the Rosh Hashanah. But on the other hand, if you have a road that is whatever width, but to the sides of the road, there are roads that are not traveled on, service roads, etc. They are not part of the 16 amma requirement for Shusarabim. The road itself has to be the Shusarabim. The road itself has to be 16 ammas wide. The called of a Shusarabim, any area that's in the Shusarabim, and ain't a Gavai Shlosh Tvachim in a Karaka, if it's not raised 3 Tvach from the ground, Afilu Kaitzim Etzayim, even if it's thorns or something that's dirty, Shane Rabim Darsim Aleim, that people will not normally walk on, become Akam Batul Lagaba Karaka, it becomes part of the Rosh Hashanah. The Chayim Shabik Solim, Klap Rosh Hashanah, holes in the walls that face Rosh Hashanah, Ve'ena mufuloshim lefnim Rosh Hashanah, and they don't go through all the way towards the Rosh Hashanah. Im nemoichim shlosh tefachim b'karka, if they're within 3 tefachim of the ground, batli legav Rosh Hashanah, they become part of Rosh Hashanah. Barein k'Rosh Hashanah, they're treated like Rosh Hashanah. However, v'mehein lemalam shlosh tefachim, if they're higher than 3 tefachim, the dinan lefnim be the same. Now we have to look at this area independently. Im yesh by arba al arba, if it has the dimensions of 4 tefachim and 4 tefachim, vein lamat mesar tefachim, and they are below 10 tefachim from the ground, harei in karmelus, they're treated like a karmelus. Ulamal mesar tefachim, if they're above 10 tefachim from the ground, hav rosh hashanah, they're treated like rosh hashanah. Vim ein behem arba al arba, if they don't have the dimensions of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, harei in makam tor, they're considered a makam tor. Bein shein lamalam asara, whether if they're above 10 tefachim, bein shein lamatam asara, whether they're below 10 tefachim. Hamavos, shenach nasam Rosh Hashanah, the alleyways, the roads that are used to enter Rosh Hashanah, lepamim hein Rosh Hashanah, sometimes are treated like Rosh Hashanah, ulepamim hein karmelus. And sometimes those roads are treated like a karmelus, v'yeshbam, there are many details in order to make this determination. But now, The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch adds that there's an opinion that says that if you don't have 600,000 people traveling on that road, Kedigle HaMidbar, which was the amount of people that traveled in the Midbar, Ein Rishus Rabim will not be considered Rishus Rabim El Karmelis. L'kein Bezman Hazeh, in those times, in those cities, Ein Lan Rishus Rabim, there won't be Rishus Rabim because there was no city that had 600,000 people. V'kol Yerushmaim Yachm El Atzmai. The number 600,000 is because of the number that was in the Midbar. And of course, Tosfos asked the question that actually in the Midbar, there were more than 600,000 people. Because in the Midbar, there were women and children and the Erev Rav. So says Tosfos Masechta Erevin, we only count what the number that we use is the number that the Torah always uses. And the number that the Torah always uses is the number of 600,000. However, if we're trying, says the Beis Ephraim, to determine if an area is Rishus Rabim with the 600,000, it doesn't need to have 600,000 men to be Rishus Rabim. If 600,000 people travel on a road, it's going to be considered a Rishus Rabim. There's, of course, a question. If you have a number of people who travel in a car, how is that counted? Is that counted according to the amount of people in the car, or is it counted as one because it's one car? Most Paiskim count the amount of people that are in the car. The other question is, do you have to have that there's 600,000 people traveling on that road every day? Or is it satisfactory to be considered Rishus Rabim that there's a city that has 600,000 people? Or is it enough that under many circumstances there are 600,000 people traveling on the road, even though it's not necessarily the amount of people that are traveling every day on that road? The other question is, when we look at a road, most roads, especially that are that wide, are going to have traffic going in two opposite directions. When we count the directions, do we count them? The fact that they're going in different directions not make a difference? And we combine the two different directions to achieve the number 600,000? Or is it only if they're all, you have 600,000 traveling in one direction? And because of this question and this opinion, if you need the 600,000, you don't. If you need the 600,000 people traveling, as the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, it makes it unlikely or very uncommon to have a road which will be Rishus Rabim. If you don't follow this opinion, then of course you're going to have much more of an issue, which is much most relevant because you could only make an Erev on a road which is not a Rishus Rabim. A road which is a Rishus Rabim Deraisa, you can't make an Erev. And that's why there are those that don't want to rely on Erev. And there are those that say, well, a road I'm going to be strict about. But if I have a small private community or development that is just a number of families and it's completely sectioned off and it's not part of the road, then of course it won't be considered maybe a Rishus Rabim. And everybody would agree that an Erev could be constructed around such a neighborhood. Siftalat Ezo Karmelis, what's the definition of a Karmelis? Mokum She'en Hilach Rabim, it's a place that many people don't travel on. Ve'en Mukha B'mechitzes Karoi, but it doesn't have proper partitions to make it into Rishus Yochid. Kigon HaSodas, an open field. V'nor Shu'omik, a body of water, which is L'chol HaPachas Asar Tfachim, which is at least 10 Tfachim deep. V'roch L'chol HaPachas, 10 Tfachim deep. V'roch L'chol HaPachas Arba Tfachim, and at least 4 Tfachim wide. M'vaz, She'eshtam Shloish Mechitzes, if you have an alleyway that has 3 walls, v'tzdavonis, v'mokum shlefnei chanuyos, she'sarkim yoshvim, they used to sell products in a market, and there used to be a place where people sat in front of their stores, showing what they have to sell, and standing there and actually doing business, v'tzdabob, v'mokum shemenichala parkmatya, it's a stand, a booth, where people put up their put up the items to sell. Shlefnei Amudim Rishus Rabim, which is also standing off the Rishus Rabim. V'Rechava Arba Gvoi Shlosh Tvachim, and it's 4 Tvachim wide, the stand, and 3 Tvachim high. A Yoyser at Asar Tvachim, or up to 10 Tvachim. V'Kei Mokum Shesh by Arba Arba. If you have an area that's 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim, Mokum Mechitzes, surrounded by partitions, She'en and Gvoi Asar, which are not 10 Tvachim tall. V'Tel, where you have a mound, Shesh by Arba al Arba, that has the dimensions of 4 Tvachim at 4 Tvachim, Gvoi Meshlosha at Sara, but it's between 3 and 10 Tvachim tall. Ubarsh al Arba, a pit which is 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim, Vomek Meshlosh with Asara, and it takes off from 3 to 10 Tvachim. Vojesh Harbe, and there are other examples, Shein Carmelis, that are considered a Carmelis. And the Kitzur Shechnarach explains that what is the word Carmelis, what is the etymology of the word Carmelis? The Lashon Carmelis is Lashon Rach u'Molol. Pirush lo lach v'lo yavish. It's not too moist, not too dry. Ela beinoni, average. Hachanami, here too, it's lo Rishus HaYachid. It can't be considered Rishus HaYachid. Lefi she'en lo mechitzas koray. It doesn't have the proper partitions. V'gam lo Rishus Rabim, nor can it be considered Rishus Rabim. Lefi she'en Rabim HaHokhan Sham. Because you don't have that amount of people traveling. So the only thing that can be considered a Rishus a Carmelis is something that's stationary and firm in the that area. Even as they're located in the Rishus Rabim, but since they have these dimensions and they're stationary, fixed, that's where they become a Rishus a Carmelis. But if you're going to have a keli, you're going to have a vessel, a box in the Rishus Rabim that has the dimensions of a Carmelis, but it's not there on a permanent basis. It's just there's something that was put down with those dimensions, then it will not have the halacha of a Carmelis. It will be considered part of the Rishus HaRabim. Sif Hei, Eze Makom Patur. What is the definition of a makom tor? Kam makom Rishus Rabim, any area in the Rishus Rabim, she'ein by arba al arba, that doesn't have a width, a dimension of 4 tefachim and 4 tefachim. And the Magen Avraham says when we speak about 4 tefachim and 4 tefachim, one dimension cannot compensate for the other dimension. So if it's 4 tefachim, if it's more than 4 tefachim in the length, but it's narrower in the width or vice versa, if you don't have at least 4 tefachim in each dimension, it cannot be considered, it still will be a makom tor. Vahu gvoi mishloisha ulmala, but it's from 3 tefachim and up. Oibar she'en by arba al arba, if you have a pit that doesn't have the dimensions of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, v'amak mishloisha lamata, and it's deeper than 3 tefachim, v'kemakom she'en by arba al arba. Another example would be a place that doesn't have 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Umruka b'mechitz mishloish ulamala, and it has partitions that are higher than 3 tefachim. Kol elu dafke she'en Rishus Rabim, and these areas are located within Rishus Rabim. Hare hei makom tor, they're considered makom tor. Aval emhein b'karmelis, if you have this type of a situation located in a Carmelis, Harein Ki Carmelis, then they're going to be a Carmelis. But that halacha, that they're going to be considered like a Carmelis, is only up to 10 Tfachim. Above 10 Tfachim is not considered an area of, is not considered anything higher than 10 Tfachim. Above 10 Tfachim is never considered a Rishus Rabim and won't be considered a Carmelis under these circumstances either. Simen Pei Beis, Issa Havara Vaitzom Rishus Rishus. Rishus Rabim B'Karmelis, and the Rishus Rabim and the Karmelis, Osir Latatl Shum Dover, one may not carry anything, Arba Amis for Arba Amis, Bein Losei Soi Soi, whether if your intention is to carry it, Bein Lizrukoi Soi, whether it's your intention to throw it, Bein Lahoshir Soi, or your intention is to pass it from one to the next. And to keep on walking with something in the Rishus Rabim, just keep on walking always less than Dalaramas Gamkein Osir. If you have a very large vessel that has the dimensions of Shusa Yochid, one may not throw that ever. But it's still considered Shusa Yochid to the degree that if you carry it in Rosh Hashanah and Dal Ramis, then you're going to be chayiv mid-raisa. Carrying something less than Dal Ramis is osur, but the Mishnah Berurah says, as we just learned, but the Mishnah Berurah says, one time to carry something once in Rosh Hashanah, less than Dal Ramis, there's room for leniency. Sif Beis osur losses Elizrik, one may not carry or throw or lahoshit or transfer anything from the Rosh Hashanah to the Rosh Hashanah to the Carmelis, became Rosh Hashanah and the Carmelis Rosh Hashanah, nor from the Rosh Hashanah or from the Carmelis to the Rosh Hashanah, became Rosh Hashanah and the Carmelis, nor from Rosh Hashanah to a Carmelis, or from a Carmelis to Rosh Hashanah, or from a Carmelis to the Rosh Hashanah. But if you have an area that we just identified, which is a Makom Patur, you could transfer from the Makom Patur to Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, and Carmelis, or vice versa. But one has to always, obviously, be careful, not to carry that object, or in the Carmelis. Because as we just learned, there are many details. My Rosh Hashanah, or my Carmelis, or my Rosh Hashanah, or Vatsha El Shiksav, and Besimish Lefneza, Lechain, Be'er Shenem Sukhanis Be'erivin, a city that doesn't have an Erev, Misha and Abaki, somebody who's not familiar with all of the halachas of carrying, Tzarech Lazar should be most careful, Shalei Letatl Shum Chefetz, Mamokam Shumanach, not to carry anything from something, not to carry anything from where it's resting, lamakom achalk menu to a different area. Ki im b'makayim she'at the baroloi, only when it's obvious that it's mutter. Furthermore, one should not carry something from the shusayachet to shusarabim through a makom tor, even if you're going to take it from a shusayachet, deposit it in the makom tor, and then take it to the shusarabim. Because Chazal were concerned, says the Shulchan Aruch, that you may come to carry directly from the Rosh Hashanah to the Rosh Hashanah without putting it down in between in the Menachem Betor. Furthermore, as the Mishnah teaches us at the beginning of Masechet Shabbos, we're going to learn that the definition of carrying means an akira anocha, one person picking it up and another person putting it down. We shouldn't have that one person should pick something up and put it down in the Makom Patur, and then the next person should pick it up from the Makom Patur and take it to the Rosh Hashanah, because you may come to, again, do that directly from the Rosh Hashanah to the Rosh Hashanah. Carrying from a Rosh Hashanah to a Carmelis through a Makom Patur, or from a Rosh Hashanah through a Makom Patur to a Carmelis is more lenient, because a Carmelis is not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Daraisa, it's only treated like a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Midrabbanan.